Okay, so let's talk about a fitness myth that needs to die ASAP, and that is eating after 6 p.m. No, eating after 6 p.m. doesn't stop fat loss. I mean, when you think about it, it's a pretty crazy statement. You know, the fact that food changes from 5:59 to 6:01, you know, it's ludicrous. And you know, people will say, yeah, but your metabolism slows down, so because you're not burning it off, you'll just store it. It might slow down a little bit, but your metabolism doesn't shut off at 6:01. You know, it doesn't just stop. And also, why is it 6 p.m.? Why is it not 7 or 8? You know, it's always 6 p.m. I literally have no idea why. And the same goes for carbs. You know, can you eat carbs after 6? Because again, you're not burning them off. But again, carbs don't magically change at 6:01. You know, carbs at 6:01 are no different to carbs at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., midnight. They're all the same, okay? In fact, carbs after 6 p.m. can actually be very helpful, especially if you struggle to sleep, because carbs can basically increase serotonin, which makes you feel sleepy. So if you do have problems sleeping, maybe try saving the majority of your carbs for the evening, and it may actually help you to get to sleep. Because in terms of fat loss, what matters is total calories, and how and when you split that up is just personal preference, totally up to you. Okay, it makes no difference to fat loss. One side note I will add is to try to avoid having a particularly large meal too close to bedtime, just because it can disturb sleep. Just because obviously your body's still going to be digesting food, so it's just not great to go to bed on a full stomach. So try to avoid that. But in terms of fat loss, yes, you can eat food and carbs after 6 p.m. and still lose fat, because what matters for fat loss is total calories.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.